Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another program here at The Truth Ministries. I'm David Clark. It's good to be with you again this week. I'm looking forward to the Word today, as always. I want to say welcome to everyone that's listening via internet, watching Facebook Live, listening on the radio, AM and FM stations. Thank you so much for tuning in. I got a lot of feedback over the last couple of weeks about people that are listening, people enjoying being helped. It encourages me so much. I'm so thankful for that. Glad to have you with us today. I'm going to be talking about something a little bit different today than what I have covered before. So I want you to pray for me and help me today. If you're in the comments, let me know you're listening. If you're watching somewhere around the world, write in brotherdavidonthe@gmail.com. Let me know where you're listening from. I'd love to hear that. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, we're going to read some scriptures here together. We're going to talk about death. Now, we know that I work in the medical field, and one of the things that they do in the medical field when you go in for a doctor's visit is it doesn't matter what you go in for, and it really doesn't matter what specialty, they're almost always going to take your vital signs. That means they're always going to check to see if there are signs of life. What's your signs of life? Are they going to take your temperature? They're going to take your blood pressure. Sometimes they'll draw lab work, and they'll check to see what is in your blood and check to see, you know, what your reflexes are, things like that. They're always going to check your vital signs, your pulse and heart rate and all. Sometimes they'll get an EKG to see how your heart's beating. But they'll always take your vital signs when you go to the doctor. So we know that there are signs of life that you check for. We know there are signs of life that you can look for to know if somebody's doing well. But today I want to talk about death. I want to talk about signs of death. The title of this message, Dead and Don't Know It. Dead and Don't Know It. Let's read Romans 8. Start with verse number 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Listen to that. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that was it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Very important here. They that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. Pay close attention to that scripture. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Here we have the contrast of life and death. We talked about vital signs. Go to the doctor. They're going to take your blood pressure. They're going to take your pulse. They're going to check your reflexes. They're going to take your temperature. They want to know that you're alive. They want to see how you're doing, if your body's showing signs of regression. And here we have the contrast of life and death. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I'm going to say that again. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Preachers, we could make a whole sermon off of that one scripture. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Let's read that again. I'm going to take my time here. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For if you have not received the Spirit of, for you have not received the Spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, I read all these verses here talking about life and death, and the book of Romans here is explaining for us that to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, we know that all of us walking around here, if you're walking around blinking, if you're breathing, then evidently your body is alive. There are signs of life around us. You go into that hospice ward and you can see that there are signs of regression. There are signs that somebody is sick. They're not as lifelike as they once were. They're not as limber and as joyful as they once were. There's a reason for that. We're going to talk about the process of death. Now, I'm not trying to be morbid this morning. Brother Dave is not trying to upset anybody. I'm talking about scientifically, there are signs of death that present itself in the human body. And I don't want to offend you today or scare anybody or think that I'm being ugly this morning, but I want to talk about this because it applies to the spiritual man. This, what I'm about to go over with you, applies to the spiritual man. All of us have signs of spiritual life that you can take a pulse on a man and know whether he's alive in Christ or not. You can check his heartbeat. You can check this and that, and you can tell if a man is alive in Christ. One of the ways we know is if he's alive in Christ. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I like the newness of life that Jesus brings. All right, let's move on here. Once death occurs, the body undergoes a series of changes that occur in a timely manner. We're going to go over those changes together. The time difference between the time of death and the examination of the body is known as the post-mortem interval. Now, the reason I wrote that down and I'm bringing that up is because by the time you encounter someone who is spiritually dead, there's an amount of time there. I don't know how long they've been dead. I don't know how long it's been since the power of God was living and working on the inside of that individual. That's called the post-mortem interval. That means how long has it been since the time you died until now when we're checking things out. There's four stages of death we're going to go over here, and we're going to apply this to the spirit man as we've just read. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. We need to take some vital signs this morning and find out where we stand, to find out if we're living, if we're thriving, if we're doing everything we can to be alive with Christ, or if we are showing signs of spiritual death. Now listen to this. I used to work in the funeral business for several years, and so I've encountered a lot of death. I've encountered folks that have died in all different types of ways. If you can imagine it, I've seen it, and I've experienced that. It is a sad thing. But every time it happens, no matter how a person died, no matter what the cause was, everything is always the same. Whenever you get them to the funeral home, they're dead. It's just a fact of life. It doesn't matter what the cause of death was. It doesn't matter if they were mad at someone. It doesn't matter if they were a millionaire. It doesn't matter if they were skinny or if they were a large person. It doesn't matter what color their skin was. When they passed away, friends, the same result applied to everybody. They were dead at the end of the day. The same thing can be said for the Christian. It doesn't matter what is causing your spiritual death. It doesn't matter what's causing these symptoms we're about to discuss. Listen to me very closely. If you are exuding signs of death, if there's any of these signs of death in your life, the end result is going to be the same. It doesn't matter why you're experiencing these signs of death. It doesn't matter who's done what to you. It doesn't matter who's hurt your feelings. It doesn't matter who you've fallen out with. It doesn't matter what you've believed. It doesn't matter. The thing is, if we don't fix something, you will die. You hear me this morning? To be carnally minded is death. Let's move on. Now, the first stage of death that we're going to talk about is called pallor mortis, P-A-L-L-O-R, pallor mortis. That's paleness in the face due to lack of blood flow. The skin on a person begins to turn white. They lose their flesh color. They lose the signs of life. When you look at them, they have a dreary look on their face. Does that sound familiar to anybody? They don't have the color and the liveliness that somebody that's healthy has. They begin to fade, if you will. And we can compare that in the spiritual walk to having no joy, having no peace, no song, and no worship. They begin to fade. We may not understand that they're already all full-blown gone, that there's something wrong, but we can begin to see them fade and deteriorate in that first stage of death. The death has already begun to set in, but maybe we don't understand that this is a sickness. Maybe we don't understand. People on the outside may not recognize it right away, but that first stage of death, it takes the color out. It takes the livelihood there. It takes the smile. It takes the joy. It takes the peace. That's exactly what the devil does to a person. He's trying to kill spiritually. The first thing you'll notice when they begin to die is they have no song in their heart. They have no smile. They have no joy. They're discontent. They grumble and complain. They're never satisfied. Does that sound familiar? Familiar to anybody? They always have something that's not right, finding fault with everybody else. When they walk in, they've always got a frown on their face. They can never find anything to be happy about. Friend, that is not a coincidence. That's a sign of death. That's a sign of carnality. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I want to tell you this morning that when you recognize signs of death in your own life, you have to take a step in order to put an end to this. If you allow this thing to continue, if you allow the dissatisfaction with everything to continue, this will grow into full-fledged death, and you won't even realize it. Folks are in the first stage of death, and they don't even know it. Pastors are preaching. People are witnessing. Choirs are singing. We're trying to get folks to worship. We're trying to get folks into the presence of God, but they're already in that first stage of death where nothing satisfies them. They've lost their brightness in Christ. The color's faded. It's a paleness now. The blood flow is not what it should be. Let's move on here for time's sake. A lot more I could say about that. The second phase of death we're going to talk about is algor mortis. A-L-G-O-R, algor mortis. The body takes on the temperature of its environment. Let's talk about this for just a minute now. Let's talk about this for a minute. Whenever a person passes away, wherever they are at, after a while, their body begins to take on the temperature of the environment where they were deceased, where death set in. If a person dies and they're in a cold environment, their body's going to turn cold. If they die and they're in a desert environment, their body's going to turn hot. They begin to succumb to the elements. They begin to be the same thing as their surroundings. Now, isn't that ironic that when somebody dies, spiritually in sin, they begin to take on the attributes of their surroundings. The people they would hang around before, that used to, their sin did not affect them. Used to, they were the light in the darkness. Now the darkness has crept in. Now they begin to assume all the characteristics of their environment. You listen to me this morning. If you are more like the world now than you used to be, friend, you are in a phase of death. You hear me today. If you aren't standing out in a crowd, if people don't recognize you as the church of Jesus Christ, if they can't recognize you as one of his like they used to, friends, you're in a stage of death this morning. Jesus did not come so that we can be like the world. He came to call me out of the world. He came to deliver me and to take me out of a life of sin. He didn't come so I could be like everybody else. He did not come to die on the cross for me so that I could assume the identity as the rest of this messed up world. No, sir, and no, ma'am. He came that I would be alive in him, dead to trespasses and sin, dead to the things of this world, dead to the entertainment, dead to the lust of the flesh, dead to the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. He called me out of darkness and into his marvelous light so that I would not be like this world. Whenever a person dies, they begin to take on the attributes of their environment. It is no coincidence that when somebody is dying spiritually, they begin to go back on their convictions. Isn't it funny how people say, oh, well, I've just been enlightened. Oh, I've just been this. You also know they ain't been praying like they used to pray. They ain't been reading that Bible like they used to read. You can't skip over the part where he said, come out from among them and be separate and touch. It's not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. You can't skip over the part where he said you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You can't skip over the part where he said, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. You can't skip over those things if you've been reading this word. But all of a sudden, we see the deterioration in a person's heart. We see the outward manifestations of an inward death that has taken place. It should not surprise us whenever we see people that are outwardly doing things that are contrary to how they used to believe. Friend, death has been creeping in for a long time. We're just now taking the vital signs. We're just now seeing the outward manifestation of that death, but it's been dying a long time and they didn't even know it. How sad is it to be dying or dead and not even know it? Dead and don't know it. What a sad, sad thing. Let's move on here for the sake of time. The third stage of death is rigor mortis, as we're all accustomed to hearing. The rigor mortis is the stiffening of body muscles, where the muscles lose energy that they use to move and to function. There's a loss of that energy. So the muscles are not used and they begin to stiffen. And ironically, I don't think it's ironic. I think this is exactly a mirror, image of how spiritual death is. This phase of death begins in the eyes, in the neck, and in the mouth. Boy, I'm about to get in a lot of trouble here, but I feel real preachy, so I'm going to go here, all right? Listen to me. Whenever the body begins to go into this phase of death, the first thing that is affected are the eyes. A person's eyes do not see. Rigor mortis takes a hold of the eyes and they become blinded. Their eyelids are shut and they're forced that way. They cannot open them anymore. That part of their body is dead and they cannot see. They walk around and can't see the things that the preacher is preaching. They cannot see the sin in their own life. They cannot recognize how they're wandering towards a cliff, and they can't see the warning signs that the preacher's holding up saying, don't go there. Don't wander that far. There's wolves out there. There's death out there. Come back this way. Come back this way and live. Rigor mortis takes a hold of those eyes and makes it where they cannot see. Secondly, it sets into the neck where they cannot turn. They cannot look any other direction. They're focused on the way that they're going, that person who is beginning to take on rigor mortis, those muscles begin to deteriorate and they're no longer able to be used. You can't exercise them. No amount of physical therapy is going to help at that point. Those muscles are dead. Listen to me. How sad it is for somebody to be dead and not even know it. Friends, I want to tell you the same thing happens with spiritual death. People begin to be blinded. The devil puts scales over their eyes where they cannot see. Anything the preacher preaches, they can't see it's for them. Anything somebody says, it's not for me, that's for somebody else. I'll never have that problem. I'm not the problem, it's somebody else. They can't look from side to see what's going on around them. Their muscles are already deteriorating. Listen, and the third thing is that mouth begins to deteriorate. Those muscles begin to clam up. There's no worship. Listen to me. You can always know when somebody's dead spiritually. You get into a worship service, Spirit of God moving, you won't see 1 ounce of worship come out of that life. You won't see an amen, praise God. The preacher can say, somebody say hallelujah 146 times, they're not going to budge. You know why? Because rigor mortis has already set in, friends. They're dead and don't even know it. They're already ready for the graveyard. Don't even realize it. Death has set in. I want to tell you this morning, too many in the church today are so dead and they don't even know it. Friends, it's time for us to take our vital signs. It's time for us to awake into life. It's time for us to know that Jesus is coming, that there's a mission for the church to do, and there's no time to be carnally minded. Because we know to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. I want to know this morning, do you see the signs of death around you? Can you feel the cold grip of death around your throat, trying to snuff out the life that is left inside of you? I want you to know that you don't have to die. You don't have to die. And if you've already died spiritually, you don't have to stay that way. Jesus died that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Death is rampant in the church today, but Jesus came to give life, friends. You can live. I said you can live. Final stage of death. We've had pallor mortis, algor mortis, rigor mortis. Now, liver mortis, L-I-V-O-R, liver mortis. The final stage, that heart stops beating. Now, there's no blood flow. Now there's no oxygen being carried to all the vessels in the body. It is a system-wide failure. This would be the point in someone's life where we begin to see, oh, we know they're backslid. How do you know that? Well, there's no heartbeat. There's no blood flow. There's no signs of life whatsoever. They may even still show up and sit on the church pews, friends, but there's no heartbeat. There is no sign of life. The blood is not applied. There is no spiritual pulse. All desire for God is beginning to wane, returning to the former things that they were called out of. You know, when this physical body dies, it returns to the dust from which it was created. Well, I believe the same thing happens to a spiritual life. Whenever it begins to deteriorate, it goes back to the former things that it was brought out of. Friends, let me tell you this morning, you don't want to die the spiritual death. You don't want to slip out of the church, slip out into this world. You don't want to realize one day and shake yourself and realize that you've been dead all along. You don't want to go there. You can awaken into life in Christ this morning. There is still a Savior. There is still a healer. There is still a deliverer. His name is Jesus today. You can live. You can live. Let's read Romans chapter number 6. I'm going to turn there and read this. Romans 6 verses 4 and 5. Let's read this together. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, I'm going to go here for just a minute, make some of you mad, but that's all right. I still love you. Hope you'll tune in again next week. I got a few minutes left, but I want to tell you, the more dead to sin you are, the more alive in Jesus you are going to be. The more dead to trespasses and sin that a man is, the more spiritually awake, the more spiritually alive he's going to be. You take a man that is sold out to God, that has left all the former things behind, that has no desire for this world. Everything's been taken out of that heart except his love for Jesus and all things of Christ. You're going to find a man that is on fire for God. The vital signs are going to be there, friends. You take his pulse and you're going to feel the heartbeat of God. Hallelujah. You're going to feel the blood flow. You're going to know there's signs of life. There's going to be a smile on his face. There's going to be love for the brethren. There's going to be a holy countenance. There's going to be a holy look. There's going to be a holy inside because he's dead to his trespasses and sins. I want you to know that the more you die out to this world, the more alive in the spirit you will be. But the same is said of the opposite. Listen to me. The more you sink into the desires and the cares of this life, the more carnally minded you become, the less and less vitals you're going to feel in that spirit. You're going to go to pray. Somebody's going to call you, say, "Brother, I need prayer." And you're going to realize all of a sudden you're not healthy enough to get a prayer through. You're not healthy enough spiritually. Well, when's the last time you prayed through? When's the last time you read the word? When's the last time you fed your spirit? When's the last time you prayed until the Holy Ghost prayed? When's the last time you touched heaven? When's the last time you had your vitals taken and you had a checkup to know that you were all right? When's the last time you allowed Dr. Jesus to come in and to do his work in your life and to make you healthy again? When's the last time that you had your sustenance? When's the last time you broke the bread of heaven? When is the last time that the Spirit of God came down and refreshed you and revived you and made sure that you were living and alive in Christ? When's the last time? I'm afraid some folks are dead and don't even know it. I'm afraid some folks are exuding signs of death and they're not even aware of it. When somebody tries to point it out, "Oh no, I'm not dead. Oh no, I'm doing fine. I'm living. I'm alive. I'm this, I'm that, or whatever." But I want to tell you that the signs of death don't lie. The signs of death do not lie. You can look at a person's life. You don't have to judge them. Friends, I ain't got to judge nothing. I can walk in the produce section and look at an apple and tell you it's an apple. I can tell by what it looks like it's an apple. I can cut it open, see the inside of it. It's going to have an apple inside. I can look at a banana, tell you that's a banana. I can open it up, see the banana on the inside. I can see that peel on the outside. Friends, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that when somebody's dying, they're going to know it. You're going to be able to tell. I can look at them and tell you something's wrong. That countenance is not the same. That outward appearance is not the same. Signs of death creeping in. Their worship is not the same. Their prayer life is not the same. Their interests are not the same. All of a sudden, everything from the former life is creeping back in. Everything they used to abstain from is now rampant in their life. All of a sudden, and it looks like sometimes it happens so suddenly, but friends, death has been there a long time. We're just seeing the final stages of it. To be dead and not even know it. Friends, I want to tell you this morning, you don't have to die. You can live. I said you can live. I think about Ezekiel in that valley of dry bones. He said, "Can these bones live?" Oh, they can live, friends. You can have God come down and breathe on you and resurrect everything that has died in your life and awaken newness of life with Jesus. You don't have to die. You can live today. I said you can live. There ain't no sense in sitting in a church house dying. If you're dying, listen, it's not the preacher's fault. It's not God's fault. It's not your church member's fault. We can live. God bless you. Love you.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God bless you.